Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
It's so important that as a believer, you renew your mind on the Word of God, because your mind is naturally rebellious and it can be taught to obey your spirit, according to Romans 12:2. Randy calls in and is entrapped by the enemy with a drug addiction, which is a very big problem today. He's been playing right into the enemy's hands, and Darren urges him to come to the meeting. I read a letter from a listener who is a new believer, and she tells us that when she accepted Jesus, she no longer looks at what she has given up, but she looks at what she has received through accepting Him as her Savior and Lord. Now let's join the program.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, Barbara. We get to do another day on radio. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it's wonderful.
Amen.
Praise God.
And remember this, Jesus is Lord. That means He's boss. Mm-hmm. He's the number one. Mm-hmm. I like that.
And He's got the very best for
us. He
does. It's not just that He's a dictator and He's going to beat us into submission and all of that. He has the very best for us in mind. I was reading Psalm 46 today, and God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble or in tight places. And I know a lot of you are in tight places. You have some situations, and if it's not finances, it's relationships, or if it's not relationships, it's health. But one thing or another is bothering you. You're in a tight place. But it says here, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy dwelling place of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She will not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. God is a wonderful God.
He is. Well, let's take a call here from Kay. How are you doing, Kay?
Hi, guys. How are
Hi.
You doing?
Doing good.
I thought I'd give you guys a buzz and talk to you for a minute, because they're not going to be able to make it up to the meeting tonight, but I did kind of want to give you a praise and a progress report.
Okay.
A little bit. You guys have been standing with me on my healing, with the MS and working on that. Mm-hmm. And in the past week, the Lord has been directing me to start speaking to my body and telling it how to move, and getting it to go that way, working on regaining some of the areas of range of motion, that had been lost.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have been doing that. Good. And we've been having some interesting results. It's been responding.
Good.
And so we're just going to keep working on it and keep working towards that healing. I know the Lord often instantaneously heals people, but mm-hmm. it doesn't surprise me that He doesn't work that way with me, because He's always teaching. He always deals with me that
mm-hmm.
way.
Are you watching your diet?
Yes.
Good.
you read my prayer.
Oh, absolutely.
Press last week.
Absolutely I did. No, and I think that's absolutely important, and I'm glad
yes.
you put that on there, Kay, because I tell you, a lot of people are in trouble today because
uh-huh.
of their diet.
Yeah.
And I think when you actually wrote that down and said, pray for me that I might be able to lose some weight, and
uh-huh.
I am agreeing with you.
Okay.
I
yeah.
really am.
Yeah. I usually am pretty good at that. It is very important, to follow a low-fat diet, and I do
mm-hmm.
pretty good. Here lately, though, it's been, a few trips to McDonald's and things like that. Once in a while,
Ooh.
I kind of like to do that, but
Ooh.
Not all the time.
Okay, I'm glad. Not all the time. That's not good.
Yeah, but it's been interesting what's been going on, and so I have been, and it's, I don't know why it never dawned on me before. to do that, but that mm-hmm. is what I have been doing. I have
Good.
Been speaking to my body and telling it what I want it to do.
Yes.
And as I am doing it, and it's responding.
Good.
And I thought it was just thought this very interesting and creative way sometimes that the Lord does things.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I'd call and let you guys know, because like I said, I'm
going to... Praise the Lord.
Yeah, I'm going to miss you. One thing maybe you can pray with me about, though.
Okay.
One of the medications that they do have you use with it sometimes upsets your tummy. And I've been having a little bit of that, and so maybe you could agree with me.
Why don't you quit taking it?
Well, I'm about ready to get off of it. It's not a thing they keep you on all of the time.
Is that the only medication you're on?
There's a muscle relaxant, too, that I use that works well.
Okay.
But I only use it when I need it.
Well, let me suggest this to you. If you're into speaking to your body, and I totally agree with that, in 2 Corinthians 4:13, in fact, we've been teaching on this, it says, I believed, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore also we speak. And you can say, I believe, therefore I speak to my body today. Mm-hmm. I speak health to my body.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely.
Well, we'll be praying for you.
Yes.
Thanks a lot, guys.
God
Maybe see you next week.
All right.
Okay.
Love
you. Be good.
We love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, that's such a tremendous thing to speak the right thing to your body. And many people use that spiritual law backwards when they're speaking the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. And they end up, even in ignorance, cursing their body and talking about how their body just never acts right, does right. Their body lets them down, you know. And they're saying, I believe, therefore I speak negatives to my body. And your body is a huge listening device. And I believe every cell in our body has the ability to hear us speak. And you can prove that in Scripture. You can prove it even in modern medicine. You can prove that. That's one place where modern medicine, I agree. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can talk to your body and make it sick. You can talk to your body and give it health commands, and it will respond in health. And God made us tremendous receivers. So my personal belief is our whole body is a receiver of our words. And we have to be real careful, because it says in the book of Proverbs, death or life is in the power of the tongue.
That's right.
I'm going to speak good things to my body, because I plan to use it right up to the last minute.
That's right. And it's like we were talking about Jabez yesterday, right in the middle of First Chronicles. Here's a man whose mother called him, named him, I bore him in pain. And so what she thought of him was pain.
Couldn't you say that about every child that's ever been born?
Pain in the neck, yeah.
Pain. You're a pain.
You're a real pain. Well, he got tired of that. And he requested of the Lord that the Lord would make him a success, and he would take him out of that pain, and the Lord granted his success. I really believe he was asking the Lord
to change his name.
Absolutely. I believe that he was asking the Lord, please, Lord, take this curse from me. Take this name from me. And the Lord blessed him and gave him the request of his lips. Gave him the very request of his heart. And I think sometimes, Darren, now this is only my opinion, but I have seen some names that I would love to tell that person, the best thing you can do for yourself is change that name. And that's exactly what Jabez did. He asked the Lord to get him away from this pain that he'd grown up with, this name, this false identity that he'd grown up with. So, praise God.
Well, I know a former Marine that changed his name as soon as he got away from home, because he had a name that just... gave way to a lot of crude talk. And as soon as he was gone from home, he changed his last name. And I won't say it on the air, because I mean it has such suggestive renderings, I guess. But he did change his name, and it contributed to changing his life in a very, very positive way.
Praise God.
You know, last night we did a little Bible study at the Shiloh Ranch Arena in Colorado Springs, and one scripture here that I'm gonna tell you that Don Erickson shared is Romans 12:1. It says, I urge you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. Then she continued, and I was hoping as I listened to her read that she would, and here's what Romans 12:2 says. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good, acceptable, and perfect. God wants us to renew our minds so we think like He does, so the things in Scripture are proven out in our life. So we see those benefits that God has given us in Scripture. I love that. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So we have a packet of Scripture cards we call Power Pack. And we give those to people, and they can take in the 40, I think you put 40 categories there, didn't you, Barb, of Scriptures?
More like 20, but there's like
20?
65
well,
cards.
Well, it's front and back, right?
Yeah.
Two sides?
Yeah.
That must be 40. But that's get true. In. That's true. True. That figures out. But get in the area of healing, renew your mind, and then I'll give you a scripture that we talked about again last night, and it's in Hebrews 10:38. And it's talking about faith, and it's talking about those that shrink back. And here's what it says. My righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. I like to see people get strong in every area, Barbara, so there's no area of sadness or displeasure for the Lord. Mm-hmm. So you may have the finances figured out, and health is a challenge for you. I believe God sits on his throne and saying, you know, I hope my son, my daughter there will not disappoint me in that one area. And you say, well, that sounds maybe a little critical, but to me, that's what that verse is saying. And there are some areas in my life where I know God doesn't find as much pleasure as he would like because I'm not strong as I could be in the Word in those areas. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me to reveal what those are, Barbara, please.
I believe all endurance, though, and all perseverance is as a result of God wanting to discipline us. I believe discipline is very good. I really, truly believe that discipline is what's going to get us steadfast in our faith so that when the bad times do come, and I do believe they will,
it's guaranteed.
That we will be able to stand. And having done all, we will stand. And we will know with full assurance that God is going to bring us through. He's going to deliver his people whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
It says in Daniel 12:1.
Let's take a call from Randy. Hello, Randy.
Hello there.
Where you been?
Oh, away from God.
Well, that's no good.
I know. That's why I called. I turned you on, well, probably second or third time since I saw you last, and I was just really compelled to call you.
I was hoping you would. I've been missing you. In fact, I had a man from South Dakota the other day say, hey, what's happening with that Randy guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was really, really hurting, and I can't stay away.
Did you get back in the sewer?
Yeah, I did get back into the service.
Got back in the drugs?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Randy, you can whip that.
I know. I know I can. I don't know. I don't know what. I don't know. I guess I'm kind of double-minded.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I guess I am.
Well, sure. That's what the book of James says. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
And I am.
But, you know, we're there on Tuesdays to help you, man.
Hey, I'm not living up in North Glen anymore. I'm living out in Aurora.
Well, you got wheels?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
You
know Denver pretty well, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, are we going to see you tonight?
Well, I was really, really ashamed to even show up anymore.
Well, why is that? I'll tell you, you wear a bag over your...
The shamefulness and the guilt and the...
Here's what you do. You wear a bag over in your head, and we'll pretend we don't know who you are.
Now, that's funny.
Yeah, it is. No, that's about as stupid as not coming, man. Hey, we love you.
I know that, Darren.
See, we know you... You know, I was thinking, I hope that guy didn't screw up, but I think he's back doing drugs.
Yeah, I was.
Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to reject you, because I want to help you. You hear what I'm saying?
Well, that's what I feel rejected, you know. I mean, not by you, but by...
No, you know what you're doing? You're rejecting yourself.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, see, that's self-hate, and the guy gets to hating himself, and he thinks, well, the only way I can feel good is to do some drugs. And that's the doorway to going down the tube.
Yeah, I don't love myself very much.
Okay. Well, you know, that's also a sin, you know.
I didn't know.
Yeah, it is. Because you have to, at some point, accept yourself and say, okay, I'm going to get out of this mess I'm in here and let God help me. So, well, did you ask God to forgive you for messing up?
Every time, Darren.
Okay.
It's a constant vicious cycle.
I know, but you can break the cycle. See, God's bigger than the cycle.
I know that.
But, you know, a lot of people...
I really need some serious help. I mean, it's not, you know, one day believe one way and then another way, well, it's okay, you'll forgive me tomorrow.
Yeah, but see it's not...
I can't continue to do that.
I know, but see, it's not how hard you try. It's how much you let God take over, see. You want to give him all your heart, not just part of it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Well, are you ready to pray?
Yes, sir, I'm really hurting. I like I said, I was compelled to call you. I just turned you on, like I said, probably second or third time since I saw you last.
Well, I'm glad you hooked up with us right in the morning time, 10:30 every morning. Well, Do you want to go on screwing up and messing up your life, or you want to get it together?
I want to get it together. I mean, I'm driving my family a wedge further and further in between me and my family, and, okay. and nothing. I mean, it was coming together, and then I blew it and just pushed us apart again.
Sure.
Things were really good. I mean, we were seeing each other.
Well, see, the devil's out to kill, steal, and destroy. See, he's got your number, man. We got to get you out of his Rolodex here and get you over solidly with Jesus.
Well, I truly hate him for making me this way.
Yeah, but you also hate yourself. See, but you cooperated with him. See,
yeah.
He came down the street and said, hey, I got a deal for you, and you bought it. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I don't even know why.
Well, it's called the flesh. Some people fall in the areas of sex, some in the areas of booze, some in the areas of drugs, some steal, some lie. All of those are sins.
You know, it's not, I think it's a lot of it is many things in my past that drive me to do these things.
Yeah, but see, I'll tell you something. I talk to victims every day.
Uh-huh.
I'm a victim.
Uh-huh.
But see, I don't mess with that. Everybody's a victim. But you got to throw it down and say, I'm going to win. I'm not going to let this thing keep me down.
Well, it's killing me, Darren.
Sure.
I'm afraid I'm going to die.
Well, hey, I'll tell you, the devil's having a party. He wants to kill you. He really does. That's the game plan. He's put a contract on your life.
He's got a good hold on it.
I know. Well, but see, Jesus is bigger than he is. That's what you got to understand. Well, you want me to pray, or you want to just...
Yes, I do.
Or do you want to think about it and call me another day?
No, sir. I want to do it now. I can't go on.
Well, let's get it on. Father God, I pray and ask that you would be a God of sincerity and a God of tremendous conviction for Randy. Lord, I'm asking you to jerk the slack out of him, or he's going to lose it all. We're going to be reading about him in the paper. OD, devil got him. Lord, we prayed for a family last night in Colorado Springs that lost a man about Randy's age to an overdose of cocaine. Now, Lord, the devil doesn't need one more. So I'm asking, Lord, you pour on the conviction here. I mean, jerk this guy up real, real tough. Let him smell hell, Lord. Hell has a smell. Now, Randy, I'm going to tell you a story. I got a friend in Greeley, Colorado, who has spent about 10 years in a slammer for running a screwdriver through a guy's eye in a gang fight.
Yeah.
His mama was praying for him, a bunch of people praying for him. And finally, the way God got his attention, he let him smell hell. Now, he said, Darren, you don't ever want to smell hell. It has a horrible smell. But I'm going to ask God to give that to you to get your attention.
Well, he got my attention the other night pretty good. I was out doing my thing, and...
No, doing the devil's thing.
Well.
Okay, you were dancing with the devil.
Yeah, and I've never been caught. Never been caught, but a Denver cop saw me with two individuals. I dropped them off. I'd done made the deal. And he pulled me over and didn't find the drugs, but he found some paraphernalia and a hunting knife that I had under the car, under the seat. And he said the only reason he wasn't taking me to jail was because the fact that I was working, and he didn't want to see me lose my job, but he did write me a citation, so I have to appear in court at the end of the month for possession of drug paraphernalia.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of hit me. I mean, I've never been caught.
Well, see, I believe you're getting all the warnings, man.
But, oh, I believe that, too.
but I've got friends that listen to me in the Colorado State Pen. See, this program reached clear down to the big house in Canyon City.
Well, I don't want to be there.
Well, I mean, that's an option.
I can find God here. I don't need to go there.
I'm going to tell you that's
him.
An option.
Yeah.
You know, you get 3 squares a day and...
No, Darren, I don't need that in my life. I need...
Well, Lord, I'm praying and asking that you just shake Randy up here real good, or he's going to lose it all. And the devil will have his way. And I don't want that. I love this guy. And there's a lot of listeners out there that love this guy.
Thanks.
And Father, today I pray and ask that you not only show him great conviction, but also show him that we really do care, that he's valuable. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Hey, you come to the meeting tonight.
Okay. I sure will.
And I've got something I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you a way to get out of this pit.
Okay.
All right?
I heard somebody one day on the radio say that... I don't know who it was. He said, some people need to be just shown the way to God, but to walk with Him. And I think I need somebody to walk with me, and not just point the way, because I can see that. But
we were trying, but you disappeared.
I know. Well, I moved, and I that's a poor excuse.
Yeah, it is.
It's a poor excuse.
No, it's a rotten excuse.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Hey, get yourself out. I want to see you tonight.
Yes, sir. I'll be there.
One more thing.
Yes, sir.
I still love you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm so ashamed. I didn't know how to come back.
I could care less. Get yourself out there. I want to see you.
All righty.
All right?
Thank you, sir.
See you, Randy.
Bye-bye.
Well, there's an answer to a lot of people's prayers. I've been praying for this guy to get the message and get straightened out. And, you know, I know sometimes you go back and do the same dumb sin all over again. And I've been there in some areas of my life, and yet God stayed. He was faithful, Barbara. He is faithful. When we're faithless, He's faithful. He doesn't give up on us. Praise God. Isn't that good news? You've got a letter you want to share.
Yes, from a precious friend out in eastern Colorado, and we never met, and this is her first letter to Darren in Denver. But she says, I am a new listener of your program, and we have recently begun our walk with the Lord, and they were going to be baptized this last Sunday, praise God.
Wonderful.
And she was born a Catholic, never understood anything of it. Her parents sent her to church, and her brothers and sisters, and she said they were hoping we'd absorb something.
And I bet you did.
But she has two small children, and she said, my husband and I not only want to better our lives and trust in the Lord, but to raise our children to have faith also. And I really commend you for that. We feel up until recently we've just been stumbling around, but since being saved and born again, we're now on a straight and glorious path. I said the prayer with you and Barb this morning, and it felt so good. I've been a bit confused about my new life, everyone going around saying to give up this and to give up that. But one day I just thought, oh, quit being so worried about what you've given up. Look what you're receiving. And when I read that, I said, oh, you know, this precious new Christian has the spirit of a child. She's
which
saying
God wants.
That's
you
absolutely
you're come, you gotta come
right.
As a little kid.
You have to come as a child, and that's what she's saying. She says, you know, quit being so worried about what the devil's going to do with you and what you're doing wrong, but just what you have received through Jesus. And it's people like this and people like Randy. I would say, look what the devil is doing to you, and look what Jesus has for you. And here she says, but look what I'm receiving, and I feel better through prayer, understanding, friends, and programs like yours, and above all, the Lord our Father. I can give thanks and be glad. I'm born again. Thank you so very much.
Oh, that's a wonderful
letter. That's a wonderful letter. Yes, I love those kind. And I thank you for your letters. We get so many letters and cards, and we try to answer some. We pray over them, and then we do answer some, and we pray for some of you without answering it. Tangibly,
right?
Yes, and specifically,
everything.
But we want you to know that
Amen.
We do pray over every letter that does come in, even though you may not get a letter back.
Here we have a lady named Joyce on the line. Hello, Joyce.
Hello, how are you all?
Well, I wondered if that was you. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm blessed. I just wanted to call, and I hope Brother Randy is still listening, to just encourage his heart that we have not stopped praying for him for not 1 minute. And that hopefully that he doesn't think that we don't exactly know where he was. So there's nothing to be ashamed about, and that we do really love him and have not stopped praying. As a matter of fact, a couple of times,
right.
I almost called to say, to just have you said, to tell Randy over the air that, Randy, we're watching you and we're pulling for you, so come on back.
Amen.
But I just want to encourage his heart that we love him, and we're not disappointed or discouraged or anything, because God isn't, and we're just pulling for him. So come on back. We're waiting for him.
Amen.
Praise God.
Well, you're one of our prayer warriors, and I know when you say you're praying for somebody, you are praying for him.
Yeah, I just want him to know he's not hidden from the eyes of God, and so it's not like we're shocked to hear where he's been.
That's
so
right.
We know, and tell him the phone, come on.
Yeah, I mean, hey, that's right. Come on. Come on, you're right.
Yeah.
You know, Joyce, the people in the Tuesday night group really do pray for our listening family out there, and of course, a lot of people. I believe this lady that we just read her letter from Eastern Colorado, I'll bet she's praying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we got a lot of people pray that never call, never write, but they're part of that strong basis, and that's one reason we get prayers answered. We got a lot of people
praying.
Amen.
That's right.
Well, what do you need today?
Oh, I'm all my I need is man according to his riches and glory.
I like that.
Amen.
I like that. Lord. Well, Sister Joyce, appreciate your call.
Amen.
Are we going to see you tonight?
Yeah, Lord willing.
Okay.
God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Love you all.
You know, she says, Lord willing, and that really is true.
That is really what James said to say. The Lord willing, I will see you.
Lord willing,
yes,
I'll be there.
That's right, the Lord willing.
Now, where I was raised, they had another little thing in there. I don't know if you can find this in Scripture, but they'd say something like this, Lord willing, and if the creek doesn't rise.
Mm-hmm.
But some of those people are kind of strange.
Yeah.
You have another Scripture, Barb?
First Peter 4:12. And these precious apostles, they went through great and fiery ordeals and death by martyrdom. Most of them did. And Peter did, upside down on a cross. He says here in 1 Peter 4:12, Beloved, he starts it with beloved. I love that. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of his glory, you may rejoice with exultation.
All right, now, Barbara, we have 1 minute left. Why was he crucified upside down? Tell our listeners.
Well, he just didn't want to... He wanted to honor the Lord Jesus, and he didn't want to be crucified the way Jesus was. So he was crucified upside down. And I would say to you that are struggling, cease from struggling. It says in Psalm 46, cease from striving. Give it up. Let it go. Relax in Jesus. He loves you so
much. Amen.
He died for you. If you would know how much he suffered to die for you, you would come back. You would come back to him and just say, Jesus, I'm sorry. It's not a thing of, well, you know, I did something so awful, I can't come back. But we just rebuke that spirit of pride and say, in Jesus' name, you
Amen.
Come back
Amen.
To him. He will receive you fully.
May God richly bless you with boldness and confidence as you serve him. And as Peter said, Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that you may rejoice at the revelation of his glory. Until we meet again on the air, take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.